B-Pod Studios.
Getting your day started.
The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Ever since I got divorced, the one thing I said, okay, I'm going to work on in my next marriage is communication. Mm-hmm. Not going to let stuff hang. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so that's why right now my wife's on the phone. We got her on the phone because I could tell there's something. I don't know. There's something going on. She's been very tense to me yesterday and this morning. Hi, my wife.
Hi.
Why is it this time that
he what did you do?
I don't know. She was very mad at me. Okay, well, I got really drunk on Saturday. I will admit that.
Oh,
I got it was my cousin's quinceañera. I was I remember. Can I tell you the things I remember? I remember everything up until we got in the car to leave. Then I don't remember much. I remember passing out on the couch. I remember waking up in the middle of the night, like in just my underwear on the couch. So that means that Nicole, Jesus. I'm assuming you know, helped me get undressed. And then I remember going up to bed, having you mumble something at me angry. And then yesterday all day you were mad at me. So let's just, let me have it.
Did he pee on someone's car? That's my first question.
Oh, no. He decided to ruin our thing instead of somebody else's things this time. So he's switching it up.
Okay.
What happened this time?
Well, I knew it was going to be bad when we were on the way home and you were just moaning.
Oh, God.
I knew you were in a lot of pain. So when we got home, you tried to sprint into the house, which is a bad idea because that probably made you dizzy. You actually made it to the coast, which was impressive. I start taking your shoes off. I'm taking your belt off. I go to turn to help you take the rest of your suit off, and you throw up all over yourself.
I did?
All over the couch, all over me.
No!
It's disgusting.
Did I really? Okay, can I ask you something? Because I feel like at some point, I do kind of recall this too. Did your dad at one point, was he helping you or something?
Yes, because I called him because I was like, oh, if I have to move him and put him in the shower, I can't carry him by myself.
Stop
my
dad comes down,
and he's like laughing at you. He's like, oh, just let him sleep it off. I'm pissed about the couch. You're laughing. You're like, oh, my God.
That makes it worse that you're laughing.
It's so funny because I remember I was so drunk, and when I got up, and I woke up on the couch and I went up to my room, and when I woke up, I was like hungover, but I'm like, I'm surprised that I don't feel terrible. Like, I felt like.
Yeah, because you threw up.
Yeah, because I didn't realize I threw up. I didn't realize. If I knew I threw up, it made sense.
I was cleaning you with baby wipes. You had throw up all in your hair. And then I woke up and you were in the bed next to me. I'm like, what are you doing? Throw up.
Hold on.
Let's see. That deserves a gift or some kind of night out.
Do we have to have some kind of intervention here? Because this is now 2 weeks in a row where Romero has done something completely belligerent while he was drunk. 2 weeks in a row. Like,
yeah, I mean, to save our house and our furniture, we might need to.
Yeah.
Otherwise, who knows?
Don't hate me for having a good time.
Melissa, you trying to deflect from your intervention?
No. I just find it funny that you all, for 2 weeks, Romero, you've been trying to get me, you know, intervene with my issues. Meanwhile, you're over here peeing on cars, throwing up on furniture, and your wife.
I will be honest about this. I know that I can take it to the extreme. Like, when I can go to things and be like, all right, I'm not going to drink here because it's not the proper place. But when it's something like with my family and stuff,
right.
And I'm like, I'm going to get loose, I get loose. But wife, listen. Pebble said I owe you something, so I'm going to give you something that's going to put a smile on your face, okay?
Is it a new couch?
It is not.
Oh, I like that idea.
It is. Just listen to this. Ready?
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
Chicken, chicken. Chicken heads. Chicken, chicken. Chicken heads.
That's Nicole's sister. She's in the police academy. She just got tased for the first time. All weekend long, we were just playing
God.
That over and over. And
over. Oh, my God.
See,
your poor sister. She's gonna kill him.
How funny is that?
Okay.
All right. I love you.
Oh my God. I love you too.
Bye.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.